Thank you for joining us on the Accomplish Radio Show. We're celebrating over 100 shows and over 20,000 listeners that have been searching for answers on how to accomplish more in their personal and professional life. Today's broadcast will replay all day at AccomplishMagazine.com, and it's also available in the iTunes community. When you visit our website, sign up for your free subscription of Accomplish Magazine and make sure to join our fan page on Facebook. Welcome to the Accomplish Radio Show. I'm your host, Darlene Willman, the publisher of Accomplish Magazine, interviewing another highly accomplished leader. Our special guest today is Danny Johnson, success coach, speaker, and author of her latest book, First Steps to Wealth, located in Las Vegas. Danny Johnson, homeless to millions, raised on welfare, pregnant at 17, homeless at 21, and a millionaire at 23, Danny Johnson knows what it takes to overcome adversity and succeed in life. Featured recently on ABC's Secret Millionaire, her unique success strategies have transformed thousands of people, empowering and equipping them with the knowledge and skill to achieve the impossible. Everyone has a unique story to share, but initially, Danny Johnson looked to be made up of hardships and challenge. She went from living out of her car with only $2.03 to her name and has become a multimillionaire in just a couple of years. Instead of accepting what life had scripted for her, Danny rewrote her own playbook chapter by chapter, earning her first million in 2 short years by age 23. In the years since, the tale has just gotten better. Today, Danny owns 5 companies, is a best-selling author, an internationally desired speaker, and is passionately committed to her husband, Hans, and 5 children and her journey with God. Danny isn't secretive about how others can transform their lives. Her unique success strategies have empowered and equipped thousands with the knowledge and skills she's learned to achieve what appears to be simply impossible. Her life experiences, wisdom, and teachings help people break through barriers that stop them from feeling free to make their dreams happen in all those areas. As president and founder of Call to Freedom International, a personal achievement and corporate training company, and as a co-founder of King's Ransom Foundation, a nonprofit charity dedicated to serving people in need worldwide, Danny can help you learn to write the next chapters in your life story. In addition, Danny Johnson is a success coach, trainer, and radio talk show host, and made appearances on ABC, NBC, CNN, Forbes, and many other media sources. Through her dynamic training seminars, many of her clients have become debt-free, received promotions, increased their salaries, boosted their sales, improved relationships, and gone on to earn 6 and even 7-figure incomes. Danny regularly consults, mentors, and coaches people from all walks of life and career paths, regardless of position or status, on career advancement, personal achievement, business leadership development, marketing solutions, profit strategies, relationship marketing, time management, and wealth attainment. Her passion is helping people break through those barriers that stop them from experiencing true freedom emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and financially. Wow. Well, let me say welcome to the show today, Danny.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so great to have you here with us. I'm real excited to just dig right in and spend some quality time together. And first of all, let me say, wow. I mean, just wow. And congratulations on all your accomplishments. It's phenomenal.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm just amazed. And you say you started out just broke, homeless, and living out of your car? How'd that happen to you?
Well, I grew up in a violently abusive home. I was molested. I was emotionally abused. I was physically abused, verbally abused. You know, so a kid who grows up like that, and I saw all kinds of tragedy and trauma. My life really was more like a horror film. Mm-hmm. And growing up like that, you just have a tendency to believe that this is how life is supposed to be. And I did so. You know, I made bad choices, ended up pregnant out of wedlock at 17, harshly judged by all those that were around me, disowned by my parents. Then I went on to make even poorer decisions. I met and married a man after knowing him for 7 days. And this was after I had ventured out to start my own business after seeing others that were succeeding. I thought, man, even if I fail the income of those millionaires by 90%, I still would be doing better than if I stay at my job at JCPenney's. Mm-hmm. And I started to make some money after 6 months of failure. And then I met and married a guy after knowing him for 7 days. He moved me off to the state of Hawaii. And it, within a few months, takes off with everything. I was completely left with $2.03 to my name, 50 pounds overweight, $35,000 debt, my car being looked for to be repossessed, which was the home I was living in, which was my car, staying on beaches, showering in public places, fighting suicidal thoughts daily. Mm. And I really thought that this was what life was always going to be. And that's why it was such a struggle to not commit suicide, because, you know, my life, that point was always such a mess.
Wow.
So that's how I ended up homeless.
Wow. And it just, you know, incredibly, at such a young age, you hit rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where a lot of people go through life and they get, you know, go to school, get good grades, you know, go to college, get a good job. And then they find out, you know, that they have to hit rock bottom before they can bounce back even stronger. And, you know, for you to literally go from being in that status and within 2 years making your first million, I mean, what was your secret to success on that?
The power of decision is amazing. When you hit rock bottom and you're tired of the emotional beating that you are dishing out to yourself on a daily basis, mm-hmm. when you're tired of putting trust in other people, putting trust in things that just simply don't work, and you come to that place where you have to do something. That's what I did. I made that decision to never return to broke again. My focus, and honestly my big key to success, because my life was such a disaster, was focusing on helping other people. It was almost like an escape for me. And I had licensed a product from a manufacturer. It was in the weight loss industry. And I focused on helping other people who wanted to lose weight, even though I was fat. I could identify with their struggle, you know. And so I really just focused on their problems. And that turned out to be, honestly, the key factor to every business that I've ever had is focusing on helping other people. Mm-hmm. And when you do so and you help them get what they want, kind of like Lisa Cagliano, she's a mother, a single mother of six. Can you imagine? Single mother of six children, husband in prison, mm-hmm. buried in debt, doesn't know how she's going to put food on the table. Everyone's telling her to get on welfare. She comes over to DannyJohnson.com and begins to glean some hope and strategies, like the strategies that are in the free book, First Steps to Wealth. She's paid off $300,000 worth of debt in 2.5 years and just paid cash for a home.
Wow.
That's a true inspiration. So when you focus on helping other people who are in a bad situation and you give them some simple strategies that work, that get results, now life becomes more full, and now one life at a time, one home at a time, one family at a time, we can begin to change this horrible economy into something that is a blessing to others.
Absolutely. I'm so on board with that. My passion has always been, you know, what can we do to help, you know, raise mm-hmm. awareness and, mm-hmm. you know, get other people to, you know, really strengthen their own abilities. You know, one of the things that I discovered is that you never went to college and barely made mm-hmm. it through high school. So, I mean, where did you get all this expertise on building businesses?
Trial and error? Failing? Failing.
Failing.
Seriously, I'm dead serious. I mean, failure is a great opportunity to learn something very valuable and never do that again. And that's what that's honestly, it was through trial and error. And not to mention this, one of the things that I outline in First Steps to Wealth, as well as on the website, in fact, I have 5 free videos that go along with the free book. And so there's no excuse, no matter how bad someone's personal and financial situation is, you can't say no to free, and we are doing our part to help those who are really struggling and suffering right now. You know, just like Vangel and Wade Roberts, who were in serious financial trouble. They had three children. She was one of those moms. Have you ever been in a situation where you've got three young children and you're pulling your hair out and you just want to hide under the covers because you just can't handle the two-year-old and the three-year-old and the five-year-old? And this is where Vangel was, and their relationship was very stressed. Their business, they had a plumbing business, and it was suffering. And they learned, again, they followed simple strategies that are outlined in the book. And from those simple strategies, do you know that in 3 weeks, they doubled their income? In a horrible economy, in the month of December, they doubled their income, cutting their hours back by 30%. And so anybody, no matter how bad their situation is, no matter how bad their relationships are, if they're willing to make a decision, they can change their financial life. They can change the situation with their debt. They can change the situation with their poor relationships. They can change every area of their life, just as I have, just as hundreds of thousands of our clients have. And honestly, my question to you is, when will you do it? When will you step up and go to a simple website, get a hold of some free material so that you can change every area of your life and be an example to others?
I'm already on it.
So awesome.
I've been watching, and
really?
You know, honestly, I heard that you were coming into St. Louis. You're going to be in town, and that's where I'm from. So I thought, you know what? I definitely want to share this with some of my friends here in St. Louis. And you're going to be in town this weekend, I believe.
I am going to be in town this weekend. And you know what? So are the two people I was just talking about, Wade and Vangel Roberts. I mean, if anyone wanted to meet them and hear their story, or Lisa Caggiano, the single mother of six, she's also going to be there. Stan Curry, you know, a guy who was formerly in prison for drugs, didn't know what he was going to do with his life, needed a real, you know, cleanup, an overhaul. The man has been able to learn simple things at First Steps to Success, which is what we're doing this weekend, and grow his income and get a raise, making $17,500 in just 3 weeks. He's in sales and learned some simple strategies on how to grow his sales and generated an outrageous amount of money in a horrible economy.
Wow. Yeah, so that's July 9th and 10th here in St. Louis, and I'm sure those folks that are listening to our broadcast today can actually go onto your website, DannyJohnson.com, and register. Are there still tickets available?
There are a few seats left. We're almost sold out. We're almost completely sold out. So they need to get over there right away that they can get a hold of one of those seats. And then also to let you know, we do a free evening on Saturday night, but that is more for someone that's looking for some spiritual equipping. Mm-hmm. They want to grow spiritually. It's at the St. Louis Union Station Marriott, which is on Market Street in St. Louis. But so the seminar, again, there's some seats available left, and then Saturday night is free.
Okay, fabulous. You know, you talk about how everyone is born with talents and abilities, and you know, what do you say to people that really don't know what they are just yet, or, you know, that don't believe that that really applies to them?
You know, I was one of those. I was born with nothing, and I was born in a bad situation, you know, with parents who had no idea what they were doing raising kids. And probably, you know, we've all known about parents that probably shouldn't have kids. Those were my parents. You know, they were abusive and drug-infested and were very violent in every way. And so I remember going through life thinking, I'm never going to amount to anything, because that's what I was told. And I had no talent. The only thing I was good at was basketball. Mm-hmm. What in the world was that going to serve me? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it really doesn't matter what you don't think you have. Are you willing to learn? Are you willing to give it a try? Are you willing? Are you coachable? Are you teachable? Can you follow simple instructions? Like, for example, if I were to take you into my kitchen and show you how to make my lemon meringue pie, could you follow those simple instructions to making a pie?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is yes. Just as Jefferson Santos was 28 years old when I met him, he had failed for 10 years trying to be in business and never made more than $30,000 a year. And he was frustrated. He was riddled with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. He followed simple instructions. He said, Danny, what do I need to do? I said, just shut up and follow directions. I'll show you step by step what I did. He did so. Can you imagine? Here is a man who's 28 years old. His first year, he went from $30,000 to $300,000.
Wow.
His second year to $700,000. He's a millionaire today. He's paid off $300,000 worth of debt.
Wow.
This has happened in 5 years.
Wow,
it doesn't matter what talent. Yes, if it doesn't matter what talent you think you do or do not have. What matters is what you're going to do from here forward. And if you're coachable and teachable, we'll show you step by step in that free book, as well as at First Steps to Success on how to get to where you want to go.
That's incredible. I love it. And you know, I know that you speak a lot at conferences. And gosh, I'm not sure how far San Francisco is from where you're at. I actually am the founder of the U.S. Small Business Conference, and we're going to be in San Francisco this year. And gosh, you'd be a perfect fit because, you know, our actual theme of our conference is, you know, productivity to profit, you know, because to me it's time is money, and, you know, we all have to be looking at that in a variety of ways. But your training seminars that you host, you know, across the country and overseas, is this training really intended for entrepreneurs and salespeople?
The training is intended for all people. You know, we have kids who come to these conferences, parents, as entire families come to the conference. We've had 4-year-olds in the conference, 16-year-olds, 90-year-olds in the conference, and it's what we call employees. People who want to be entrepreneurs, people who are already in a small business or whatever kind of business it is that we have. We have clients that range from rocket scientists to stay-at-home mothers. So it's not just intended for entrepreneurs. It is for anybody that wants to grow their income, anybody who wants to annihilate and crush their debt and live debt-free. It's for anybody who wants to live the life they've always wanted to but wasn't sure if they could. And if they want to do that now, the conference is designed for them. And by the way, San Francisco is my most favorite city in all of the world.
So check your calendar. Let me know what you're doing on 11-11-11. That's our conference.
11-11. I have it written down.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I really admire everything that you're working towards and spreading your message and sharing it with just, you know, thousands, if not millions of people all around the world. And I'm really very happy that we had a chance to connect today. And I can tell there's some synergy between the two of us automatically, and this is wonderful. You know, but I want to shift gears and talk about your most recent book, The First Steps to Wealth, which I'm going to have to take this to you and get it autographed because, you know, my version here doesn't have anything inside that's handwritten by you, so I have to make sure I get that.
I would love to. Honored to.
Well, you know, I want to talk about, you talk about the laws of success, and, you know, I know that there are several listed in here, and, you know, although our interview, you know, isn't very long to go through all of them, is there one in particular that helped you the most?
The law of value.
Okay.
The law of value. I want to talk about Ryan Mattings. He is a young man who came back from Iraq, could not find a job. Borrowing money from mom for rent, he was a mess. He was almost $1 million in debt. He had tried his hand at trying to get into the real estate investing career and failed miserably, declaring bankruptcy when he came out to First Steps to Success. He followed this principle, the law of value, coupled with the chapter on employeepreneur. The law of value states this: the marketplace pays for value. What determines your value in the marketplace is your skill. You take two doctors, one's a brain surgeon, one's a general MD. Which one makes more money? The brain surgeon obviously makes more money. Is it because of better looks? No. It's because he invested into a higher level of skill. He was willing to spend more money and time on advancing his skill. Well, Ryan Mattings did so with First Steps to Success, and he used our magnetic influence principles. He used our core rapport methodology. He beefed up his communication skills and went and applied for a job after batting zeros and applying for jobs. After he got this skill set, he was hired in 5 minutes up against 1,000 applicants. In 5 minutes, he closed the interviewer on hiring him. Starting pay $38,000. He never made the $38,000. He made $110,000 using magnetic influence, which is what increased his value. Starting pay second year, $128,000. So Ryan Mattings is a prime example of increasing your skill, especially in the area of dealing with people, working with people, and becoming an employeepreneur. So if you want to increase your income to the tune of going from zero unemployed to $128,000 inside of 12 months, And it's very simple to follow the directions that are outlined at First Steps to Success, which is what's going on this weekend at the St. Louis Union Station Marriott.
Oh, that's going to be great. Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, I'm really excited to know, you know, what is it that prompted you to write the book to begin with?
What prompted me to write the book was a number of things, but the most important thing is this. You and I both agree that our nation is in so much trouble, and so many parts of the world is in so much trouble right now. And it's very easy for people like myself and my husband to just sit on our favorite beach out in Bora Bora, just enjoying the fruits of our labor. I've been doing what I've been doing for two decades. And it'd be really easy to do that. However, when I look at the sea of faces, and the hearts in the homes that are suffering, not knowing how they're going to put food on the table, or the frustration of a person who hasn't had a raise in their job for 5 years, or a business person who can't figure out how to grow their business. When I see the despair, when I see the suffering and the burden of debt and the slavery to it, the sleepless nights that people are having, the tears that are going down their faces because they don't know what to do, I have a moral obligation, and that is to help. I know that what we have works because we've collected tens of thousands of real testimonials, results from our clients. And when we see that it works for everyday average people as well as those who've been successful before and want to get more successful, we have a moral obligation to do what we can to help. And right now, the reason why we're offering it for free is because that's where our nation is right now. They need a helping hand up. So we invested $40,000 into writing the book. The person who desires to change their life, all they have to do is cover the shipping, and they can have the book in their hands with a promise. Danny, I promise I'll follow the directions and do what you've asked me to do in this book.
Wow. Very powerful. And you know what? That just tells me of, you know, the type of individual that you are, that you have such passion. And that, you know, your moral obligation, I like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that I feel the same thing. You know, I mean,
yeah,
everything that I've built and created, you know, Accomplish Magazine and Radio, it's bigger than I am. It's not me,
yeah,
you know. And the U.S. Small Business Conference, it's
yeah,
about the nation. It's about supporting people in business.
Yep.
And it's like, you know, a lot of the things that I've always been passionate about that you and I have that similarity with is, you know, it is part of what we have to do is teach others how to raise their own awareness to change,
yes,
their course, you know.
Yes.
I love this. This is fantastic. I mean, everything that I'm learning about, you know, yourself, and I'm like immersing myself in Danny Johnson stuff. So
I am honored. I'm serious. I'm blown away that you're saying that.
Well, you know, everything that I'm discovering and I hear, and you know, the fact that you've been there, done that, you've changed the direction, you've inspired, you know, so many people. And, you know, oh, I'm dying to find out. How is it that you got yourself on ABC's, you know, Secret Millionaire show? How did that happen?
Well, you know, we've got 500,000 clients worldwide. All of those clients have come through word of mouth, not through any advertising, not through any marketing, all through word of mouth. And the word of mouth has been so powerful only because of the results that we've created for our clients, like a Mary Good, who's a single mom of three who was flat broke when I met her in 2006. She now makes over $100,000 a year as an insurance agent. Give me a break.
Wow.
Working around her children's schedule. Her kids were on a horrible path. Her whole life has been renovated, and she's now an example and speaks out to other women who are in need. And so, and gives. Her and her three daughters are serving other people, serving the homeless and things like that. And so we've been teaching people for two decades how to make more money, how to annihilate their debt, and live the life they want, and use their life to benefit other people's lives. And so based on the testimony, the thousands of testimonies that you can find all over the internet, you can find thousands of debt testimonies. In fact, check this out. This will blow your mind. We had recently a group of 70 of our clients who came forward at one of our live events. They are part of what I call my army of war on debt.
Mm-hmm.
And they had testified in 18 months, they had paid off $6 million worth of debt.
Wow.
70 people paid off $6 million worth of debt in 18 months. That's ridiculous. That's
mm-hmm.
a huge amount of debt. I want to know, White House, how many people have you helped pay off debt? No, listen, it's a question of how many people have you put in debt? Oh, my gosh. We're doing the opposite here. But anyway, my point is that when we look at the fact that everyday humans can make, people like you and me, can make a decision to change their lives, and we do what's right. We use what we have to help them so they can turn around and change other lives. That message is all over the internet. It's everywhere. And so when ABC was looking for a millionaire, you know, they had done a Google search and my name had popped up, and I told them no four times because what we do is we give in secret. We don't like the publicity of, oh, they've given this much money. We've always done it in secret. In fact, we have a foundation that our name wasn't even connected to. People didn't even know it was us that was giving. Millions of dollars we've given in secret. And so we told them no four times until we came to that revelation that this was a message that needed to be heard, a message of do with what you got. People are in need. Get out there and serve as we've served, as I've washed the feet of the homeless. Anyone can wash the feet of the homeless. As I've cooked for the homeless, you can cook for the homeless. You can love on children who don't have parents. You can help to provide something better for them where they can't provide for themselves. So we'd already been living that way, so it was kind of a perfect fit. And it was a message that the nation needed to hear.
I love it. No, that's
it's
fabulous.
A great program.
Yeah, you know, I really admire the things that you've built and you've done. And, you know, even for the fact that you said, you know, you resisted and you really didn't want to go down that path. But you know what? The world did need to hear your message.
Yep.
You know, and what a perfect platform to do that. You know, again, I want to go back to your book just for a minute on, you know, you talk about prosper where you're planted.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
The bottom line is this. It's a law. It's a law of promotion. And this is another one that helped me so much. You have to start with what you got. So many people are always looking for what's out there versus starting with where they're at. You know, like this, I'm going to find my purpose. Man, if somebody would have told me to find my purpose when I was homeless, I'd still be homeless. Find what you're passionate about. I'm passionate about, you know, beating the snot out of my ex-husband for stealing from me. If somebody would have told me answers like that, I would still be homeless. But I had to start with where I was at and what I had. And that's prospering where you're planted. Quit thinking about what's so much ahead. What can you do with what you've got and prosper with it, whether it's in your job? How can you make the place of work you're in a better place? When was the last time you sent your boss a thank you card for hiring you and giving you the opportunity to work with that company? When was the last time you remembered the receptionist's birthday and helped her to have a better day, or the guy in the mailroom? Or if you work in a retail situation at a cell phone store or whatever, at a grocery store, what are you doing to extend goodwill and happiness and joy and encouragement to every customer that comes through those doors? Most of us go to work every day punching in and punching out, not looking to help the place of business to grow. And so where you can prosper where you're planted, which is what Ryan Matting did, he prospered where he was planted. He went in there to benefit the job versus just to benefit from it. He went there to be a benefit to it. And that is what got him promoted four times in 12 months.
Wow. Yeah, it's such a different mindset, really.
Oh, yeah.
It really
oh, yeah.
is. It's a total shift in the way you think about actually, you know, working at an employer. You know, I've personally been, you know, self-employed now for almost 9 years. But, you know, the mindset of every company, you're right. If they go in thinking, what am I going to gain from, you know, the, you know, what am I going to get instead of what am I going to give? And I think that's an overall, you know, thing across the board, whether you're self-employed or whether you're an employee. But, gosh, Danny, this is great because I'm realizing we're almost, you know, at the end of our interview already. And it's just there's so much that I'd love to, you know, learn about you. But I want to know, you know, what advice would you give to people right now? I mean, what is the one thing that they should start doing in their daily life and getting started on the path to success?
Adeline Bart came across an interview much like this 2.5 years ago. She was 300 pounds. Her marriage was failing. Her son was suicidally depressed. Her health was failing. Come on, you're 300 pounds. You're 5 foot nothing. Her health was bad. She had been suspended on her job twice. Walking papers. I mean, she was on her way out the door, suspended with no pay. Her husband made $600 a month. Her husband saw me on a TV interview and said, Adeline, you need to go see this woman at that seminar she's doing. He borrowed money and sent his wife there. She came with her arms crossed. She thought there was no hope for her life of despair. She followed simple instructions. I don't care how bad things may be right now. There is hope. And maybe you have been just trucking along in a rut. You know, today life is the same as it was 5 years ago, but you can feel inside that you want more out of life than what you've been living. Maybe you're frustrated because you haven't been able to increase your income, and that's also been in a rut. Or maybe you are buried in debt, and you can feel the pain and the suffering and the slavery to this credit card or this mortgage or this car note. This is how Adeline was, failing in every part of her life. She's lost 135 pounds following simple instructions. She's paid off $85,000 worth of debt. She was working for a telecommunications company on the phone every day. She used simple skills that we teach at First Steps to Success. And now she was batting goose eggs, as she calls it. She was getting zeros every day. That's why she was about to be fired. Now does $7,000 a day in revenue. Her marriage was completely restored, so much so that she'd write me and say, I'm having sex every day with my husband. Could you imagine writing somebody and telling them that? She goes, every day, I'm 30 for 30. That, and her son has lost 50 pounds. He's a straight-A student. He is no longer suicidally depressed. He's a leader in a huge high school today. So it doesn't matter where you're at. What matters is the decision you make today, and will you be teachable and coachable and follow these instructions that are outlined in this book? Will you join this community with us, 65,000 of us on Facebook daily? Will you join us on the DannyJohnson.com website and listen to materials, watch the 5 free videos that I have set aside for you? Will you do that? Because if you do, you'll get the results that our clients have gotten.
Oh, my gosh. This is incredible. I am just blown away and just, you know, I'm like almost hanging on your every word.
Oh, gosh, you are just making me feel so good.
Well, Danny, I am just thrilled to, you know, not only have you on our show as our guest today, but, you know, to listen to the things that you're sharing. And you know, obviously, for those of you that are listening and you're listening to Danny Johnson, and, you know, make sure you visit her website, DannyJohnson.com. And Danny is spelled with an I, D-A-N-I Johnson. And before we end our show today, I mean, is there anything else that you might want to share with our audience?
I want to share that if you're anything like Chuck Campos, who was in the construction industry and again, you know, working like a dog. You know, you were talking about what you're going to be doing at your conference, productivity to profits. One of the key things that I am passionate about is teaching people how to manage their time, optimize their time to where they have a life again. You're not working 6 days, 7 days a week, working 16-hour days, doing other things on the side, just trying to make ends meet. There is another way. And he cut his hours down by 50%, and he increased his business by 50%. If that can happen for Chuck Campos and his family, if what I told you can happen for Ryan Mattings, what happened to Adeline Bart, they are everyday average people just like you, just like me. And if we, the people, can come together and learn some simple strategies, come on, I was homeless. This can't be too difficult. If you want to grow, then join us on this adventure of living our lives the way we want to and turning around and helping other people who are in need. Your nation needs you. Your nation needs you now to step up, learn how to become a debt-free human being, learn how to become a human being with advanced economy skills that will help to grow the economy instead of taking from it. We, the people, I believe, can turn our nation and the world around by setting the example of how we all should live. And I'd love for you to join me on that adventure.
Wow, very nicely said. You know, again, Danny, thank you so much for being our guest today on the Accomplish Radio Show. And, you know, you're just a huge inspiration for just millions of people. And really, it's been an honor having you here and spending time together. And looking forward to getting to know everything there is to know about what you're working on. And I want to bring some other friends and obviously, you know, the folks in our audience, you know, make sure that you do visit Danny's website again, DannyJohnson.com, and, you know, get her book, the brand new book that's out, Her First Steps to Wealth, and figure out what's your next step, right?
Absolutely. And there's no excuse. It's free.
Right.
So there's no excuse. Get over there right away. It's all free. And we would love to help you become another one of these stories that we will be telling in the future. Thank you so much. You have been just an honor and a privilege to work with. And I think what you're doing is amazing. I love that you're inspiring people the way that you are. There needs to be more people out there like you.
Oh, thanks, Danny. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks again for your time and for being with us today.
God bless.
If you would like to be a guest on the Accomplish Radio Show, please visit our website at AccomplishMagazine.com and submit a radio show request, and we'd be happy to review it and get back to you. Today's broadcast was brought to you by Zango, a complete wellness company that is expanding into global markets. They're looking for leaders that are passionate about the health and well-being of others in their community. To be mentored and coached in this cutting-edge business, contact Tessa Greenspan at 314-210-6100 or visit queenofjuice.com for more information. If you're in business and want to develop new strategies and get more clients, consider joining the St. Louis Business Club. You can learn more at stlouisbusinessclub.com. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, please mark our show as one of your favorites. Simply visit accomplishradio.com and click on the follow button. You'll receive reminders of all of our upcoming shows. We want to thank you, our audience, and our special guest for spending time with us today and for sharing Accomplish Magazine and Radio Show with your friends. Again, please visit our website at AccomplishMagazine.com and share your success stories with us. I'm your host, Darlene Willman, publisher of Accomplish Magazine, wishing you a lifetime of accomplishments.